When you become a widow, the heartache can be overwhelming. You feel lost, you feel broken, you feel alone, and sometimes you feel like the pain will never go away. I believe that every widow has the capacity to endure, the power to overcome, and the determination to create a new life filled with meaning and purpose. That's why I wanted to create a show called Widow 180. People tell me they come here for the positivity. They listen to Widow 180, the podcast, to be inspired. They come to Widow 180 to be reminded that they have options, that the pain of loss is not a life sentence. Widow 180 is about turning tragedy, loss, and fear into strength, creativity, and a new passion for life. My mission each week is to arm you with these powerful stories of transformation and knowledge so that you can navigate life after loss. I'm Jen Zwink. I'm so glad you're listening. Let's get to the episode. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're listening. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you found the podcast. And it's like I always say, I really wish that you weren't here. I really wish that you didn't have to go searching for a podcast about widows and widowhood, because I know that means that you're going through a rough time. And I know that means that there's a lot of struggle and a lot of challenges in your life right now. And my heart is with you. My heart goes out to you. And I'm so sorry that we're all in this, but I am so thankful for the connection that we can make through the podcast. So I am glad that you're listening. And I just want to jump right into today's episode. Today's episode, we are continuing a conversation all about loneliness. And feeling isolated and lonely can be one of the most challenging parts of widowhood. And that's actually putting it lightly, right? It's not just challenging. Challenging is way too small of a word. Challenging is not being able to open the spaghetti jar. Challenging is finding the right drill bit in the sea of tools that your husband collected. Loneliness is not just a challenge. It's all-encompassing. It's life-altering. It's gut-wrenching. It's anxiety-inducing, triggering, swallow-you-up feeling. You know what I mean if you've been there. And when I started to write out and script this podcast episode, which I do for most of them, most of the ones, you know, that I do on my own, but truth be told, I get really nervous still, even though I've done, what, like 187 episodes? I like to script them out, and at the very least, I'll do bullet points just to get my point across, whatever I'm trying to talk about, because otherwise my brain goes severely off track. And instead of talking about loneliness, we would be talking about how much I love my new planters in my garden or something like that. Way off topic. So I was writing out this episode and I literally started with that sentence. Feeling isolated and lonely can be one of the most challenging parts of widowhood. And while that's true, it is very true, it doesn't nearly come close to describing what loneliness really feels like. I mean, down to your bones, loneliness. I had a widow in one of my groups a couple of years ago, and she was talking about the overwhelming loneliness that happened when she would get home from work. So she would pull into her driveway, and then she would just sit there, sometimes for like 15, 20 minutes, because she didn't want to go inside. She didn't want to go into her own house. She couldn't stand the sound of the empty house. You know what I'm talking about? It was keeping her from wanting to go home. Work was this great distraction for her, and she thrived there, and she would, you know, be lost in her work. That was great for her. But the minute that she pulled into her driveway, it was like her body shut down. She said she just shut down. And we all have moments like this, I think. Maybe it's like a certain time of day. Like when you're about to go to sleep, that's when the loneliness really kicks in for you. I know nighttime is the worst for so many widows and widowers. We dread it. We dread trying to even go to sleep. It's another pattern of our life that's been disrupted. And nighttime is so quiet. It's the quiet that's the hard to get used to. Or here's another one. Or maybe it's that few moments, the first thing in the morning when you wake up, thinking that life is normal and it's just another regular day. And then 5 seconds later, you remember that your husband died and you're a widow. And this is your life now. And your heart sinks and you just feel so deflated and hurt and just so damn sad and alone. Like, that's your first thought in the morning. Like, here I am. Here it is. Another day that I'm alone. Maybe it's not that way for you. I hope it's not that way for you. It certainly was for me. Mornings were not good. Is it that way for you too? I don't know. I hope not. Oh, and also, I had this lonely feeling when I would go on trips. I've talked about this a lot, how I turned to travel in a good way. It was a good distraction for me and a healthy coping mechanism just to get myself out of my own head, to see other parts of the world and even live in other parts of the world. I did this whole episode on episode 120 of the podcast all about escapism and what that even means. You can go back and listen to that. But anyway, when I would come home from some trip, I would, you know, get home, drag my suitcases to the front door, coming off of a high of having such an awesome trip or incredible adventure and making new amazing memories and having fun. And I would just be in the best mood. I would be in a really good mood. And then I would walk in my front door and my energy would literally fall to the floor. The energy in my body would be sucked out of me. That's what it felt like immediately. I would walk in to my house. That was our house. And stop in the doorway, look around, look at the pictures that were still up on the walls with all of the furniture the same. And everything looked the same as it did when he was there with me. And I would suddenly be an empty person. Empty. I'm sure some of you can relate to how that feels. That feeling of going from so high to so low in just like seconds. But anyway, back to loneliness and that it is a challenge, like I said before, but it's not just a challenge. I just don't have the right words to even describe how much it hurts. But if you've experienced it, you know it when you feel it. I know you've heard me talking about this lately, but I'm running my Overcoming Loneliness workshop coming up this Sunday, April 21st. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there's still time to sign up and join us. I'm going to be talking about what to do when you're feeling stuck, when you're stuck in that feeling that I just described. We'll be talking through and going through some exercises to help you get through and past that feeling, because there are things that you can do, things within your control that can help stop that loneliness feeling. And I'll put the link in the show notes, but you can get all of the information at widow180.com/lonely. So one of the things, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I love quotes and that a really good quote had the power to get me through a really bad day. So I wanted to share some of these with you today. These are quotes about loneliness, but they're actually inspiring quotes and quotes that may help you shift your perspective of how you're feeling about being alone. When you hear these quotes, you'll realize that so many other people in the world are also experiencing this feeling. When you feel lonely, you think that you're the only person in the world that could possibly feel this bad, but you're not. Lots and lots of other people feel bad too. And this is the irony of it, right? I mean, you don't want other people to feel crappy. You don't want that, but it does make you feel better or at least comforted to know that other people feel just as crappy as you. It makes you realize the humanity of this, what you're experiencing, and that so many people are feeling the same way. So my hope is that when you hear the quotes that I pulled, they may strike a chord with you and help bring some self-awareness to your situation and give you something to hold on to during this really difficult time in your life. That's what quotes did for me. And so here they are, 10 of my favorite quotes in no particular order. Number one, a season of loneliness and isolation is when the caterpillar gets its wings. Remember that next time you feel alone. That is by author Mandy Hale. Number two, find company within yourself and you'll never spend a day alone. Find love within yourself and you'll never have a lonely day. That's by Connor Chalfant. Number three, what a lovely surprise to discover how unlonely being alone can be. That's by Ellen Burstyn. Number four, sometimes you have to stand alone just to make sure you still can. And that's anonymous. I love that one. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you have to stand alone just to make sure you still can. That is powerful. Number five, at the innermost core of loneliness is a deep and powerful yearning for union with one's lost self. That's from Brendan Behan. Number six, loneliness is the poverty of self. Solitude is the richness of self. That's by Mae Sarton. Number seven, there is nothing outside of yourself. Look within. Everything you want is there. You are that. That's by Rumi. Number eight, negative emotions like loneliness, envy, and guilt have an important role to play in a happy life. They're big, flashing signs that something needs to change. And that's by Gretchen Rubin. Number nine, if you go deeper and deeper into your own heart, you'll be living in a world with less fear, isolation, and loneliness. And that's by Sharon Salzberg. And finally, number 10, my final favorite quote, you cannot be lonely if you like the person you are alone with. And that's by Wayne Dyer. These are so great, right? So impactful. Did you notice a theme? Did you notice how so many of these from people who have experienced deep loneliness firsthand, who recognize what loneliness is, are also telling us what it can teach us, how we should look at it? And this is what we'll be talking about on Sunday. I hope you can join us in this workshop. I hope you enjoy those powerful quotes, ones that can make you feel stronger in your solitude, less afraid to be by yourself, more aware of this time to focus on self-reliance and self-discovery. You are not alone. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Thank you so much for listening to Widow 180, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you're seeking daily inspiration and guidance, you can follow me on Facebook at Widow 180, the community, on YouTube at Widow 180, the channel, and on Instagram at Widow 180. If you're interested in more grief and widowhood resources, including our latest freebie, How to Get Your Life Back Together After Loss, a 10-step checklist, head over to www.widow180.com/freebie. That's www.widow180.com/freebie.